There's a quite different question of mayoral legacy for San Diego's Bob Filner. Last month, Mayor Filner was accused of inappropriate conduct by 16 women. It's been a completely public unraveling, with the mayor getting himself therapy, while some constituents want to get themselves a new mayor immediately. Sandhya Dirks is Metro reporter for KPBS News in San Diego, has been covering the Filner story. She joins us. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So this has been unpleasant for everyone, I suspect. Where do things stand right now, Sandhya?
Well, right now, the mayor has just returned from a three-week absence. Two of those weeks, he was in, he said that he was in intensive inpatient therapy. And for one of those weeks, he was just sort of taking some personal time. But he's back now. Sort of. He's actually not back at City Hall. For the past 2 days, he's been in mediation. On Monday, he was in mediation with Gloria Allred, the high-profile lawyer who is representing many of the women in this case, including one of them, Irene McCormack Jackson, who is suing the city and the mayor, and she was also in that mediation meeting. Also there was the city attorney and several members of the city council. So from what we can gather, they're trying to work out some kind of deal, but no one's really talking. And San Diego is a very talky town. There's a lot of gossip that people go through. So the fact that it's quiet means, well, maybe something's actually happening. Then again, maybe not.
And with all that pleasant weather in San Diego, there's certainly a storm at City Hall. Is it the liability question for the mayor that really makes him a questionable leader of the city right now? Or is there something in the law that suggests his behavior itself disqualifies him?
Well, it's really hard to tell. I mean, there actually is nothing in the law or nothing in the city charter. It's actually rather interesting. We only had a strong mayor set up very, very recently. So he's actually one of the first mayors really to serve as a strong mayor. Before that, it was a very different kind of government. But the problem is when they changed the charter to allow for the strong mayor, they never really included anything about impeachment or about proper processes. So he kind of literally could stay there unless really he's convicted of a felony or recalled.
Remind us of his background. Where does he come from? What are his constituents there in San Diego? What's his sort of a political resume, if there is such a thing?
He was a U.S. congressman for almost 20 years. And not just that. This guy was a real progressive hero. He was a freedom rider during the civil rights movement. He went down to Mississippi. He was jailed but refused to pay bail for 2 months because he said, "I did nothing wrong." This guy has always been stubborn, but he's always fought for the little guy. And so there are some people who are still supporting him because they really, really believed in his progressive vision for San Diego. You have to remember that San Diego hasn't had a Democratic mayor in almost 20 years. So his election was really heralded as a sea change. He was going to take the emphasis away from downtown development, from the sort of the big interests that had a very big voice at City Hall. And he was going to give it back to the neighborhoods, to the little people. So I think it's been devastating for a lot of people to realize that their progressive hero has feet of clay.
Any hint that he'll step down before we go?
You know, if I had placed a bet on how many times we said he might step down, I'll believe it when I see it.
Sandhya Dirks, Metro reporter for KPBS News in San Diego, on the story of San Diego's Mayor Bob Filner. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.